sell. Oh yeah. Someone said you was asking out to me, but I know you best as a blagger. I said, tell me your name, is it sweet? She said, my boy is Dagger. Oh yeah. I was good, she was hot, stealing everything she got. I was bold, she was over the worst of it. Give me gear, thank you dear, bring your sister over here, let her dance with me just for the hell of it. Just to keep the last of my clothes on. Oh yeah. Call me up, take me down with you when you go. I could be your regular bell. And I'll be dance for little Steven and Johanna around the back of my hotel. Oh yeah. I was good, she was hot, stealing everything she got. I was bold, she was over the worst of it. Give me gear, thank you dear, bring your sister over here, let her dance with me just for the hell of it.
Chelsea, I believe that when it's out, it's slow, it's so can you. Hello and welcome to another edition of Marauder Baseball on MILB TV. Bally live in the Marauder Radio Network. Ben Picorni, your voice of the Young Buccos, with you here today on a beautiful Sunday afternoon at Lee Comm Park. The Marauders off of their first win of the series last night against these Thrashers, 6-3 the final after Clearwater gave these Marauders a little bit of a scare. Bradenton looked to make it two on the trot and to set up a split opportunity on Monday night for Independence Day celebration. Marauders will get a boost in terms of their starting pitcher today. It's Will Crow, the Major League rehabbing right-hander with the Pirates this year. Crow tossed 9.2 innings, 4.66 ERA, 9 strikeouts, 9 walks, 1 home run allowed, and a 2.243 batting average against. This is a rehab start, earned 1 save and 5 appearances with the Buccos this year. Was acquired in 2020 in a trade for Josh Bell. And will try to work his way back off the 60-day IL towards Pittsburgh starting here this afternoon at Lee Comm Park. The Threshers' batting order starts with Ricardo Rosario, followed by William Bergoya, Felix Reyes, Ryan Leach, Chad Castillo go 3-4 and 5. Jordan Viers, the right fielder, 6th. Cade Fergus bats 7th and plays in center. Matt Alafano, 8th at second base. And Troy Schreffler will bat 9th and play in left field. Crow off the 60-day IL wearing number 55 for the Marauders. His first time back on this mound since spring training. And his first pitch of the game to Rosario. Fastball hit high in the air to right. Foul ground it goes. Chasing after it is Acuna over there too. It is Torreira as well, and he makes a great grab on the run. Was running out of room in foul ground and makes a catch. About a foot to spare before the protective netting and low wall down the right field line for out number one. Gives us a good chance to introduce our defense today. Alfonso catching Mojica, Acuna, Castillo, and Brannigan right to left on the infield, with Nolasco, Nadal, and Emmanuel Torreira left to right in the outfield. William Bergoya steps in. Was hit in the head by a foul ball a few nights ago as he takes first pitch in the strike zone, but call the ball, it's 1-0. Bergoya, 275 hitter, 6 RBI, no homers. Crow's 0-1, or 1-0 rather, is in the zone. Count even now at 1-1. Crow 1-for-2 in save opportunities this year up in Pittsburgh. This will be a one-inning outing for him. Wilbur Dotel expected to follow. Next pitch, misses outside a ball. 1-2 the count showing on the board. That's what we'll roll with here. Crow fires home. Swing and a miss. Home plate umpire calls it strike two as I had assumed. The count even now at a pair apiece. First pitch probably should have been called a strike, but wasn't. I think that's what fooled the scoreboard side of things. The 2-2 now. Taken, missing low and away, a changeup. And the count full to Bergoya. Marauders enjoyed 8 shutout innings yesterday from Derek Diamond and Ryan Harbin. Crows 3-2, driven high and deep to center. Backing up on it is the speedy Davis Nadal. He'll make a routine grab for him. There's 2 away now. Felix Reyes up, third baseman batting 309 this year. Had a double and an RBI last night. 1-for-3 game. 4 homers, 28 RBI. Has a long ball this series. Every game the Threshers have homered in, they have won this week. As Reyes bounces one towards short, scooped up by Castillo. A strong throw to first is low, but picked up by Mojica in time to end the inning. The first inning back off the IL for Will Crow goes in 1-2-3 order, and we go to the home side of things with the Marauders and Threshers scoreless. Torreira, Brannigan, and Seitler due up when we come back.
Drink in my hand to fill it.
Back here for the bottom of the first inning at Lee Comp Park. Ben Picorni with you in a scoreless ball game. As Will Crow sets the table for Emmanuel Terrero to lead it off. Jack Brannigan will follow. Josiah Seitler and Nolasco go behind him. Mojica, Alfonso, and Acuna, 5-6 and 7. Nadal and Castillo, 8-9. Jonathan Petit, the right-hander. 5.4 ERA in his first pitch is smoked in the left center field. Back towards the gap, and it's going to get by Schreffler and to the wall. Terrero's thinking three. He rounds second. Halfway there as the cutoff throw reaches Bergoglio. The throw not in time. A leadoff triple to start the Sunday afternoon from Emmanuel Terrero. Perplexed a bit by the route taken by Schreffler and left. Looks like a ball he'd easily cut off and kind of just jogged by it as it rolled to the warning track and off the base of the wall. Just like that, a pitch into the Marauders' day offensively. They got a runner 90 feet away from scoring. Jack Brannigan a chance to knock in Emmanuel. 223 hitter this year, 6 homers, 14 RBI for Branny. First pitch to him misses way outside. Petit yanks a slider off the outside half of the plate. 1-0 the count to Brannigan. Didn't even get a chance to introduce Petit before Terrero took him into the left center field gap there. It's 1-0. Fouled off by Brannigan. Back towards the catcher Leach for a strike, and it's 1-1. Petit making his 8th start of the year. 5.45 the ERA. 33 innings pitched. Has struck out 27 and walked 16. Leach catches Castillo, Alifaner, Bergoglio, and Reyes. First to third on the infield. The 1-1. Brannigan waits, but a little too long perhaps as he fouls a off-speed pitch towards the Marauder dugout off the end of the bat for strike two. Schreffler in left, Ferguson center, and Jordan Vyers in right. Terrero at third with nobody out in the bottom of the first. The 1-2 to Brannigan. Swing and a miss, strike three. Breaking ball gets him, and there's one away. Big looping 12-6 curve from Petit. Josiah Seitler up, playing in just his third game as a Marauder, but he's made an impact already. 3-for-8 in his first two games played, all of them hard hit line drive singles. First pitch, fouled off the hands. Cutter on the inner half, shot to the backstop for strike one. Seitler, University of South Carolina, hit 227 a week of games in the complex this year. The 0-1, hit foul and out of play, third base side. Down on to 9th Street for strike two. Marauders with runners in scoring position last night were 4-for-14. It's been a trouble spot for him all series. The 0-2. Lined into left center field, slicing towards the gap. Caught by Fergus. Terrero was late to tag it. He's still going to try and come home here. The throw to Leach. Terrero is safe. The ball goes out of the glove of Leach. And a base running mistake nearly paid for by Terrero, but he's able to get in there after the ball falls out of the mitt of Leach. And it's 1-0 Marauders, an awkward sack fly. For Seitler, puts Bradenton ahead here in the first inning. It was a well-struck line drive into the left center field gap. It sliced away from Ferguson center. He made a great catch on the run, and Terrero was a third of the way to the plate by the time he caught it. Had to go all the way back, retouch, and then try to crash home. In the end, he was able to do it as Nolasco pops this one up weakly behind home. The catcher Leach was late getting to it, though. No help from his friends in the infield, just nobody pointing at it. For him to try and track it down, it's going to fall harmlessly for strike one. It's RBI number one in single A for Seitler on the sacrifice fly. 0-1-2 Rodolfo. Line to left, but hooking foul. 5 feet on the wrong side of the white line for Nolasco. It goes down as strike two. Got the barrel out a little bit early on a slider thrown on the inner half of the plate. Petit comes set. Right-hander's 0-2 pitch to Nolasco. Misses way upstairs. Rodolfo ducks down under it. Ball and two strikes. Marauders up 1-0 thanks to a Josiah Seitler sacrifice fly. The 1-2 now from the Clearwater righty. Cut on and missed. High breaking ball. Dotel swings straight through it to end the inning. Two strikeouts in the frame for Petit, but the Marauders get their go-ahead run. And we'll head to the second with Bradenton up by that tally when we come back.
Yeah, I'm down bad. She slammed that door and she broke my heart. That girl so got out of town fast. She bounced, so I bounced in here trying to bounce back. Ooh, I know I probably ought to throw a couple prayers up to the man upstairs. Ooh, instead of watching this bottle that was filled up just disappear. Sitting here wishing on a neon star up there hanging from behind the bar. Hoping there's a U-turn in your car. Don't know why I do, cause it never comes through. Hey baby, what's it gonna take for my head to unhurt and my heart to unbreak? Riding on the lightning in this jar. Sitting here wishing on a neon star. And girl, it happens every damn time. You pour it on strong and before too long, this old number 7's on round 9. A lot of dive bar downtown. Yeah. And ooh, I know I probably ought to throw a couple prayers up to the man upstairs. Ooh, instead of letting this heart stay beat down, pulling up this chair. Sitting here wishing on a neon star, up there hanging from behind the bar. Hoping there's a U-turn in your car. Don't know why I do, cause it never comes through. Hey baby, what's it gonna take for my head?
Back here for the top half of the second inning at Lecom Park. Marauders 1, Threshers nothing. The score is Wilbur Dotel, today's scheduled starter. We'll hop onto the mound here for Bradenton to piggyback off Crow's first inning. Dotel with a 4.7 ERA this year, making his eighth start. First pitch to Ryan Leach. Cut on and missed, up and in, fastball for strike one. Dotel has hit some rough patches earlier in the month of June. But his last start in June went 5 innings, earned the win for a one-run effort in which he struck out 4 as he lands a slider, low and away for a called strike 2. Leach, a 190 hitter, across the last 10 games, clipping along at a mark of 265, so enjoying some of his best form at the plate right now. But still below 200 overall this year. The 0-2 pitch from Dotel. Hit hard on a line to right towards the corner goes Terrero. He won't get there. It one hops off the wall. Leach wants two. He was going to stay at first, but Terrero misplays the ball, trying to transfer it into the throwing arm and right. And he'll get a leadoff base hit to get the offense going today for the Threshers. I think if a clean transfer is made there by Terrero and Leach does decide to go for second, he is gunned down easily with the throwing arm of Emmanuel. On this occasion, though, couldn't make the clean play, and a runner in scoring position here for Chad Castillo. 183 average, 4 homers, 17 RBI this year for the left-handed hitting first baseman. First pitch to him, misses up and outside, a fastball. Can't find a home in the corner. It's a ball and a 1-0 the count. Across the division today, Dunedin finishing a stretch in St. Lucie. Tampa finishing their homestand with Daytona. The 1-0 misses in the same spot. Fastball high and outside. It's 2-0. Obviously the Pirates today closing out their big series with the Milwaukee Brewers at PNC Park. Playoff implications on the line there. 2-0 pitch to Castillo. Dotel can't find the zone again. Another fastball. This is high and outside. It's 3-0. Leach takes a leadoff second. Nobody holding him on. Dotel set, trying to find the zone. The 3-0 pitch to Castillo with nobody out in the top of the second. This is high. Ball 4. 4 fastballs. 4 of them missing high and outside. It's a comfortable walk to put 2 on with nobody out for the Threshers, with Jordan Viers coming to the plate now. Viers batting 195 this year. 3 homers, 14 RBI. in last night's contest, went 0-for-3 and was hit by a pitch. Wynn breezing out to right field. First pitch to Viers, called a strike above the belt, but Dotel steals one there, and it's 0-1 to start. Threshers burned all their challenges last night. Marauders went perfect 1-for-1. The 0-1 to Viers. Takes backdoor breaking ball, call the ball. That one looked tighter to the strike zone than the first pitch fastball. That was called a strike, but it's the nature of the beast. Dotel's even offering with two on and nobody away. Grounded up the middle, off the glove of Dotel, into the glove of Acuna. He won't have a chance for two. We'll throw to first. Viers retired on a 1-4-3 ground out. Now two men in scoring position as Castillo and Leach both advance 90 feet. It's always a tough ball for a pitcher. Do you leave it? Do you try to stab it? And on that occasion, always in retrospect, of course, but that's a guaranteed turn of two if Dotel lets it go to Acuna up the middle. Brings in Cade Fergus, team home run leader for the Threshers, second in the team in RBI with 32. Not the guy you want up with one out and runners on second and third. Provides down the order run production. Mojica playing in at first. First pitch to Fergus, takes a cut and a miss at a slider away for strike one. Dotel does well to get ahead. First time he's done that. Or second time in this inning, rather. At the belt, the 0-1 pitch from Wilbur. Slider popped up in the infield. Acuna a few feet into the outfield. Grass makes a routine one-handed squeeze for out number two, and both runners will hold at second and third. That is the dream outcome there for Dotel, aside from maybe a strikeout. Infield pop fly keeps the runners where they are and gets you one step closer to getting out of the inning. Matt Alafano will bat. Second baseman, 3-for-25 in his first six games as a Thresher. His one hit, or one extra base hit, is a double, has an RBI. Has struck out in 11 of those 25 trips. First pitch to Alafano with two away and two in scoring position. Misses outside, slider down near the dirt. Blocked with the backhand by Omar Alfonso. It's ball one. Marauders have never won back-to-back games against Clearwater. Chance to do that here today. The 1-0 pitch from Dotel. Weekly bounce towards third. Brannigan charging hard. Nice glove play. Strong sidearm. Throw to Mojica in time. And Dotel pitches himself out of trouble to remain unscathed. Marauders up 1-0 going to the home second when we come back.
What's better than a man's best friend and the best hard seltzer in the world? Both at a baseball game. Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw, is back at Lecom Park this season. Fans 21 and up can enjoy special deals on White Claws with their four-legged friend alongside them on April 21st, May 26th, June 16th, July 21st, and August 18th. Fresh water and relief areas for your pets will be available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
Back here for the bottom of the second inning at Lee Comp Park. Bradenton 1, Clearwater nothing. Our score after an inning and a half. Ben Picorni with you as Mojica will lead off this frame. 234 average for him this year. Takes a cut and a tip off the end of the bat to the backstop for strike one. Mojica in last night's contest, a double, two strikeouts, and reached on an error. 1-for-4 night. In the last five games he's appeared in, batting 333 as he takes a off-speed delivery upstairs. Call the ball, challenge, and the call is confirmed of a ball. Threshers burn there first, and similarly to last night, they miss with the attempt. 1-1 pitch, back foot changeup that spins in towards Mojica, taken, and the count 2-1. Thrown at 91, live pitch hit a sense changeup, and use that. The 2-1 pitch hit high in the air, left field line, foul ground, hooking towards the seats and into the seats. Third row back, about halfway towards the wall. Out of play, strike two to Mojica, and the count even at a pair apiece now. Rodgers scored in the first inning off a leadoff triple from Emmanuel Torero. He came in to score on Josiah Seitler's sacrifice fly, and a young fan. That's a great shirt. No crying in baseball. Got the Marauders 4th of July hat on. He's ready for a nice day at the ballpark. Mojica rolls over to third. Reyes Fields throws to first in time, one away. Tried to fight off a slider low in the strike zone and bounced it right into the glove of the waiting Reyes, who had a rough evening yesterday. Had three defensive fielding opportunities, committed an error on two of them. That time was up to the task. Omar Alfonso will bat. Catcher in his second stint as a Marauder. A week ago today, hit his first home run in single A. Squares to bunt here, pulls back at a changeup. Low and away, call the strike, it's 0-1. Omar with an opposite field blast in Lakeland in the top of the ninth inning that ended up being the winning knock. Takes fastball here in the 0-1. Right out over the heart of the plate, 0-2 the count to him. Petit working quickly, think using PitchCom. You'll notice Petit will put his glove up to his ear as the 0-2 misses high. Omar takes a heater above the zone. 1-2 the count. Can't figure out what that is because you see the catcher still flashing up number signs. There's the changeup. And that one's bounced towards second. Fielded by Alifano, thrown to first, two away. But Petit, for some reason or another, puts his glove to his ear like he's listening for something. Or either I'm confused or it's the weirdest thing I've seen that a pitcher does before coming set. Francisco Acuna will bat, 200 average this year. Last night's game picked up an RBI and a 1-for-4 evening. He watches a first pitch slider miss high for ball one. Francisco batting 294 in the last five games. That's his best mark across a five-game stretch this year. It's a 1-0 slider off the plate away, but called a strike, and it's 1-1. Leach with a good frame job. Even offering from Petit with two outs and the bases empty. Hit high in the air to right. Jogging into the gap is Viers. He calls off Ferguson, makes a routine squeeze to end the inning. Bradenton are set down in order in the second. We'll go to the third with the Marauders still leading 1-0 when we come back on MILB-TV, Bally Live and the Marauder Radio Network.
I'm Lieutenant Jim Buford with the Florida Highway Patrol. Street racing, stunt driving, and roadway takeovers have become increasingly common in Florida. These dangerous and illegal activities endanger the participants, spectators, and innocent bystanders. FHP and our law enforcement partners are actively involved in enforcing and investigating any occurrence. But we need your help in reporting these events. If you see street racing, stunt driving, or a roadway takeover in progress, call Star FHP. This will direct you to the closest dispatch center for help. If you have knowledge or video of individuals participating in street racing, stunt driving, or roadway takeovers, email us at stopracing@flhsmv.gov. Again, email us at stopracing@flhsmv.gov.
Back here for the top of the third inning at Leacon Park, Marauders 1 and Threshers nothing. I'm Ben Picorni, your voice of the Marauders. Welcome into the booth here today on a hot and humid, as always, Sunday afternoon at Leacon Park. The Marauders making a good account of themselves in the first two innings, up 1 to nothing. Dotel trying to recapture that form of his last start in which he went 5 innings, his longest outing in single A. And here today, 1 inning, no runs, 1 hit and a walk. Still looking for that first punch out as he faces Troy Schreffler. First pitch to the 9-hole hitter. This is low and away for ball one. Schreffler, a 2.17 average, has appeared in only 7 games for Clearwater. Does have 5 RBI and 2 homers in that time as he watches another fastball. Missed low and away. It's 2-0 the count now. Dotel's 2-0. Fouled off the end of the bat. Half-hearted swing from Schreffler. Catches a piece of it as it rolls to the Marauder dugout. Charlene Polanco will dump that one in the ball bucket for strike one. Two balls and a strike to Schreffler. Dotel rocks home. Schreffler cuts and misses. Slider in the dirt. A little bit of fire behind it. Big chase for strike two to even up the count for Dotel. Now a cut and a miss away from his first punch out of the night, or rather the afternoon. 2-2 pitch from the right-hander. Taken in the dirt this time. Schreffler able to watch the breaking ball attempt. Down in the dust. Count goes full to him. Full count pitch to Troy Schreffler leading off the top of the third inning for Clearwater from Dotel. Bounces 5 feet in front of home plate and misses about 4 feet outside for ball four. Full count walk. The second walk in as many innings from Dotel. Puts a man on first with nobody out. That's been Dotel's biggest issue this year. Walking and more walking. Had his best monthly ratio of strikeouts to walk, 14-7 in June. Carter Rosario, the top of the order man, steps in, takes first pitch. Fastball missing well outside for ball one. Rosario 0-for-1 in the game, flied out to Torero in foul ground back in the first inning. Dotel out of the stretch, the 1-0. Misses low, 2-0. And a balk called on Dotel. Up to second goes Schreffler. Now a chance at a double play, non-existent here. Dotel hadn't even come set yet, but was moving around with the shoulders. 2-0 the count. Runner at second now with nobody out. The pitch from Wilbur. Another ball, 3-0. This is well outside. Just got to find at least a competitive pitch here. All of his misses in these 4 straight balls have been quite far away from the strike zone. 3-0 now. Taken low, ball 4. Back-to-back walks to start the third. Put 2 on with nobody out. It brings Willem Bergoya to the plate. 0-for-1 with a flyout to Davies Nadal in deep center field. Back in the first inning, Nadal made the catch about 10 feet in front of the warning track. Six straight balls thrown by Wilbur Dotel. Has walked three men. Given up a double thus far. First pitch to Bergoya. Taken low, call the ball, make it seven straight, and it's 1-0. Schreffler at second, Rosario at first, both men with good speed on the bases. Wouldn't be surprised to see a double steal attempt at some point. The 1-0. Misses low and in, down near the dirt. Sent Bergoya backing out of the way of it for ball two. That's eight straight. And it brings Omar Alfonso to the mound along with Francisco Acuna. Rest of the Marauders and coaching staff going to get in on the meeting as well. Dotel dying for a strike here. He needs anything. Marauders, after tonight's game, we'll have a nice evening off and then a July 3rd game tomorrow in front of what should be a packed house. Sorry for pausing there in that schedule conversation, but looks like there might be a fire or something about two blocks away from Lecom Park. High billowing smoke in the air. You can see it there. 2-0 pitch after the mound visit. Called a strike. Dotel gets one there from the home plate umpire Kenny Garcia, and it's 2-1. Two-one now from Dotel with two on and nobody out. Call the strike. Gets back-to-back for the first time in almost 12 pitches. It's 2-2 now. Good fastball placed at the knees. Dotel's 2-2 to Bergoya, hunting out number one in the top of the third inning. Bounced in the dirt, a ball in the count full. Dotel trying to avoid walking three straight to start the inning with the three-hole hitter and power bat of Felix Reyes waiting on deck. Full count offering from Dotel. Misses well outside, ball four. That's three straight walks. And the bases are loaded with nobody out for Clearwater. Eight men faced and half of them walked by Dotel. Felix Reyes up, nobody out, and the bases loaded for Clearwater. Schreffler at third, Rosario at second, Bergoya at first. Pitch to Reyes from Dotel. Fouled off the end of the bat towards the Marauder dugout, spinning there. And now settling on the grass for strike one. Dotel able to get ahead. Looking for a double play ball or something. Hit back to the mound. Infield pop fly, strikeout. Any ball in play that prevents that runner from coming home from third. The 0-1. Slider misses well outside. A ball and it's 1-1. Marauders up 1-0, but with one swing of the bat, Clearwater could take a big lead. Pitch. Misses way outside. A slider again in the dirt. It's 2-1. Bases loaded. Nobody out in a 2-1 count to Felix Reyes. His batting average in the starting lineup today for Clearwater, and we'll have to wait as Dotel steps off the backside of the rubber. Anders set the 2-1 pitch. Bounce back to the mound, into the glove of Dotel, goes home for one, throw to first from Omar, in time! 1-2-3, a double play of the best variety, and a bases loaded, no out jam. Dotel gets exactly what he needed. Rosario and Bergoya move up to third and second. Treffler out at the plate. And Reyes with the worst outcome he could have faced. Ryan Leach steps in, has the only hit today for Clearwater. A double that let off the second inning. Dotel on the brink of pulling off a miracle escape from this inning. First pitch to Leach with two outs and two in scoring position. Cut on and miss. Slider drops off below the zone. Leach chases for strike one. Rosario at third, Bergoya at second. An 0-1 count with two away. Dotel at the belt, the pitch. Taken low this time. Leach able to lay off the slider well below the strike zone. It's 1-1 now. Dotel trying to get out of two innings pitched in under 40 offerings. This is his 35th of the day right here. Leach cuts and misses, tied up high and in. A sinker for strike two. And after the bases were walked loaded with nobody out, Dotel has a swing and a miss from getting out of this inning with no runs going up on the board for Clearwater. Leach steps back in after a call of time. Ball and two strikes to him with two away. Runners on second and third for the Threshers. Dotel set at the belt. Right-hander stares into Alfonso. The 1-2 pitch. Hit high and deep to right. Back to the warning track is Terrero to the wall. Racing and catching it. What a grab by Emmanuel Terrero. He didn't have much room to spare as Leach put a charge in it. But not enough to bring in a run. And that will end the inning. Dotel escapes, the bases loaded, no out. Jam and the Marauders still lead 1-0. Going to the home third.
Take me out to the ball game. Swing, better swing, better swing. Swing, better swing, better swing, better swing, yeah. Strike one.
Hey, baby, do you come here often?
Strike two.
Hey, baby, now watch your sign.
Next in line. Swing, batter, batter, swing, batter, batter, swing, batter, batter, swing. Swing, batter, batter, swing, batter, batter, swing, batter, batter, swing. Yow.
Why, yes, I went to Harvard.
Back here for the bottom half of the third inning at Lecom Park. The Marauders 1 and the Threshers nothing, our score. Ben Picorni welcoming you back on MILB TV, Bally Live in the Marauder Radio Network. Petit's first pitch of the frame to Davies. Nadal's taken thigh high over the heart of the plate for strike one. Nadal batting 176 this year. Four home runs, 16 RBI. 0-1 pitch, runs inside and hits him on the heel. HBP to start the bottom of the third, and that puts the Marauders' stolen base leader, Davies Nadal, at first with nobody out. Davies this season has swiped 18 bags, has been caught just once. I was going to mention, before Nadal was struck by the delivery, such an anomaly in terms of his plate appearances. has 24 hits this season, 13 of them for extra bases, as Petit will get called for a balk. That's the second time today he's been charged. It moves Nadal up into scoring position. And a guy that loves to steal bases could put himself on third with one good burst of speed. Pitch to Castillo. Line to right over the head of the second baseman, Alafano. Nadal will be held at third as the throw is spun in from Viers. Men at the corners now. With nobody out for the Marauders, Jesus Castillo has figured something out here in these last few days in terms of his approach at the plate. It's back-to-back games, which he's had a nice line drive single that he pulls to the right side of the field when batting left-handed. Two straight games with a line drive single. And then Manuel Torero in the batter's box now. Tripled back in the first inning. He's 1-for-1. First pitch to him here. Fastball that's called a ball below the zone. 1-0. Nadal at third. Castillo at first, but likely will be on second soon. Expect him to take off at some point. The 1-0 pitch to Emmanuel will have to wait. It's a pickoff throw to first. Castillo dives back safely. First baseman Castillo does not bother to apply the tag to Jesus Castillo. The 1-0 from Petit. Torero hits it on the line. Right field going after it. Viers makes a grab on the run. Nadal will tag from third. The throw home is not in time. Nadal slides in safely. A sacrifice fly for Emmanuel Torero makes it 2-0 Marauders. RBI number 30 of the year for Emmanuel. Threshers were playing tight for the pole. If not, Viers would have had a tough time getting to that ball. Torero put a charge in it. Not weakly hit by any means. And in the end, he does what he needed, bringing in a run. Jack Brannigan up, 0-for-1 with a strikeout. Runner goes. First pitch slider misses outside. Throw down, not in time. Castillo under the one-hop toss to the bag. Jesus collects his stolen base to bring his season total to 14. And now an RBI chance for Brannigan. Brannigan with 6 homers this year. 14 RBI, chance to add on. Petit set, checks Castillo. 1-0, cut and a miss. Fastball high and tight to Brannigan. Swung through for strike one. 2-0 Bradenton here in the bottom of the third inning. Ball and a strike to Brannigan. Petit checks on Costi and fires. Branny hits one high in the air to left, but it hooks foul and way out of play. Go down as strike number 2 in the book. Try to see where that one ended up. Look destined for the visitors' clubhouse. Just beyond the party deck and left. Ball and 2 to Brannigan. Batting 375 in the last 5. Pitch. Swung on and missed for the second time today. Brannigan punched out, and there's 2 away. Brings up Josiah Seitler. 0-for-0. Had a plate appearance in the first inning that resulted in a sacrifice fly to give him his first RBI as a Marauder. He's 3-for-8. 3 hits and 8 at-bats across 2 games and now 1 plate appearance taken here this afternoon. Castillo at second, chance for a 2-out RBI. First pitch to Seitler. Called a strike off the plate away. It's 0-1. Petit gets ahead. Right-hander comes set. His 34th pitch of the outing on its way. Seitler hits one high and deep to right, way back and long gone. Let it ride. Josiah Seitler is going to touch them all. The South Carolina Gamecock with his first single-A homer, a 2-run blast to make it 4-0 Bradenton. A no-doubter from Seitler. Brings in Castillo. and doubles the lead. We've seen Seitler take great at-bats in his first few games here. It culminates there in the homer. He's got a 3-RBI day, and it's only the third inning. Rodolfo Nolasco up. 0-for-1 with a strikeout. Takes a big cut and a foul tip to the backstop on an elevated breaking ball for strike one. Petito won. Nolasco hits one high in the air to left. Towards the foul line, racing after it is Schreffler. A long run and a catch made in the end as he grabbed it about waist high to end the inning. Marauders get 3 runs in the third on a sack fly from Torero and a 2-run homer from Josiah Seitler. We go to the fourth, 4-0 Marauders the score, and we come back.
Hello, I'm Sheriff Rick Wells. Last year, over 1,200 vehicles were burglarized here in Manatee County. 95% of those vehicles were left unlocked. That's over 1,000 vehicle burglaries that could have been prevented if the owner had only just locked their car. Please remember to remove your valuables and lock your cars.
Marauders fans, join us on Friday, July 14th for Nine Devils Tribute Night at Leecom Park. The Marauders will wear Nine Devils-themed jerseys to honor the Negro League pioneers of baseball in Bradenton that were a part of the game's great history that paved the way for Black and African American players in the game of baseball. Get your tickets to Nine Devils Night at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders fans, mark your calendars for Marauders Thirsty Thursdays. On April 20th, May 11th and 25th, June 8th, 15th, and 29th, as well as July 20th, August 3rd, 17th, and 31st. Thirsty Thursdays will feature discounted alcohol prices for all fans 21 and over, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Get your tickets today for Marauders Thirsty Thursday at BradentonMarauders.com.
Back here for the top of the fourth at Leecom Park, Marauders 4, Threshers nothing. Ben Picorni, happy to have you here on a Sunday afternoon with us on MILB-TV, Bally Live in the Marauder Radio Network. Chad Castillo leads off the inning for the Threshers. First pitch from Dotel. Taken on the outer half, a fastball splits the plate for strike one. Castillo walked on 4 pitches back in the second inning. 183 hitter with 4 homers this year. 0-1 pitch from Dotel. Taken, similar spot, maybe a further out, and it's called a ball to even things up at an offering apiece. The 1-1 pitch from Dotel. Lined into center. Back on it is Nadal. He jogs under the ball and makes a routine catch by his standards for out number one. Routine for Davis Nadal is pretty much anything from the left fielder to the right fielder position, all the way to the warning track and maybe 5 feet from the infield dirt. I've never seen someone fly around the outfield as Davis Nadal does. Jordan Vyers batting now. Hits one in the air to left center. This will be called by Nolasco as he makes the one-handed squeeze, shuffling to his left for out number two. 4 pitches and a pair of outs for Dotel here in the fourth, trying to steady himself after walking the first 3 he faced in the third inning. Brings in Cade Fergus. Popped out weakly to the second baseman, Francisco Acuna, about a few feet into the grass back in the second inning. Takes first pitch, ball low, 1-0. The 1-0 pitch from Dotel. Hit it hard on the ground, diving stop on the backhand by Brannigan. Throw to first is offline, and Fergus will reach safely. Mojica was pulled down the line, tried to grab it and throw a tag on, but it got away from him. Fergus reaches on an air with two outs to extend the inning. Olafano, the 8-hole hitter, steps in 0-for-1. Grounded out to end the bases loaded spot back in the second inning. Pickoff throw to first from Dotel. Fergus dives back safely. Fergus, in terms of swiped bags this year, has 5. Has been caught once. Still awaiting the first offering to Olafano. Now it comes. Fastball misses in for ball one. Want to know the count. Marauders up 4. Dotel just trying to get one more out to end this frame. Pitch. Cut on and missed. Olafano out in front of a breaking ball for strike one. Some cloud coverage starts to roll in, but nice white and fluffy clouds. Not too much stress about the R word right now. The 1-1 misses inside. Fastball sends the batter Olafano backing off the plate. It's 2-1. It's a four-letter word. Ends in A-I-N. And at first, the 2-1 pitch. From Dotel to Olafano. Taken. Good-looking breaking ball. Call the ball. Challenged by Alfonso. And the call is overturned for strike 2. Great challenge. Look to strike from here. And on the view from home, or from the center field cam, staring at home plate. 2-2 the count now. Dotella cutting a miss away from getting out of the inning. Pitch taken. Called. Strike 3. Down looking is Olafano, frozen like a tombstone pizza by the breaking ball. We'll go to the home fourth with the Marauders up 4-0 when we come back.
Well, you know you make me wanna shout, kick my heels up and shout, throw my hands up and shout, throw my head back and shout, come on now, don't forget to say you will, don't forget to say
here for the bottom of the fourth inning at Leacom Park. Ben Picorni, your voice of the Marauders, with you on MILB-TV. Bally Live and your Marauders radio network. Alexander Mojica leads off this inning for the Young Buccos. First pitch to him from Petit's, a breaking ball that sends Mojica flailing at it and missing for strike one. Mohi 0-for-1 today. Grounded out to the third baseman Reyes in the second inning. A 1 pitch, another breaking ball. This time lays off of it. Pitch is challenged, though, by Leach. And the call of a ball is confirmed. The Threshers 0-for-2 in challenge attempts. Marauders give a clap from the dugout. Mojica really working on laying off of sliders. Does so well there. The 1-1. Another breaking ball, another take, and it's 2-1. It's all about the approach for Mojica. He's got the power. He's got the hand-eye. Just got to be able to grow that pitch recognition. The 2-1. Breaking ball, call the strike this time. 2-2 now to him. Drops it at the knees, well-placed curve from Petit. Has yet to walk a man. And three innings pitched. His 2-2. cut on and missed. Breaking ball floated down the middle. Mojica beaten by it for out number one. Fourth strikeout for Petit this afternoon. Brings up Omar Alfonso. He grounded out to the second baseman. Alfano back in the second inning. Batting 212 this year. Has the rare ability as a left-handed hitting catcher. Petit's first pitch. Omar fouls it off, bounces off the plate, and over the head of the catcher, Leach towards the backstop for strike one. Marauders at 4-3 right now in the second half. If the second half were to end today, Bradenton would punch their ticket to the postseason. 0-1 fastball misses away. Ball and a strike to Omar Alfonso. Dunedin, the only other team in the division, 4-3 right now, as Alfonso takes a big swing and a nasty miss at a well-thrown curveball for strike two. Petit trying to make it back-to-back K's to start the fourth. His 1-2 offering. Cut on and miss, back to the breaking ball. And again, same as Mojica, floats it down the middle to Alfonso, but Omar way, way off of it. Two away with Francisco Acuna stepping in. This is the second time that Mojica has let off an inning. And this same three stretch of guys went 1-2-3 in the second. Acuna trying to break that up here, shows bunt, pulls back. Elevated heater's call, the strike looked well above the zone. But eating the challenge on this occasion is Francisco, and as he should. Never, ever challenge the first pitch of an at-bat. As he drills a hung breaking ball, fouling out of play. Left field line for strike two. Got a couple of those same results on a breaking ball to Acuna this year. Consistently early. Foul ball home runs. The 0-2 popped up in the infield. Shortstop Bergoya calls it and makes a two-handed squeeze to end the frame. The Marauders' 5, 6, and 7 spots are set down in order for the second time today, and we'll go to the fifth inning with Bradenton up 4-0 when we come back on MILB-TV, Bally Live in the Marauder Radio Network.
Marauders fans, mark your calendars for Marauders Thirsty Thursdays on April 20th, May 11th and 25th, June 8th, 15th and 29th, as well as July 20th, August 3rd, 17th and 31st. Thirsty Thursdays will feature discounted alcohol prices for all fans 21 and over, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Get your tickets today for Marauders Thirsty Thursday at BradentonMarauders.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Alligators are important to Florida's natural areas and are found throughout the state. The FWC wants you to know that by following a few simple rules, we can coexist with these amazing animals. First, never feed an alligator, and keep your distance if you see one. Keep your pets on a leash and away from the water's edge. Be sure to swim during the day and only in designated areas.
Back here for the top of the fifth at Lecom Park. First pitch of the inning from Dotel to Schreffler's bounce foul for strike one. Schreffler was walked in the third inning, part of that bases loaded walk frame that Dotel had to battle through. A one pitch from the righty, who seemed to have settled in, is hit foul and out of play. Hooking down the right field line for strike two. Pair of foul balls puts Dotella cutting a miss away from a strikeout in the first put away of the fifth. Has one punch out, a looking K that ended the fourth. 0-2. Swing and a tip into the mid of Alfonso. Strike three and there's one away. That's two batters in a row struck out by Dotel. Treffler was way late at a tie-him-up heater. No chance to do anything with that except what we saw there. Ricardo Rosario, the top of the order batter in now. A fly out and a walk today for him. First pitch from Wilbur. Batter shows bunt, pulls back at a breaking ball that misses. Appeal down to first, seeing if Rosario offered at it. Nathan Hall says no, and it's ball one. One ball offering from Dotel to Rosario. Middle infielder's back towards the grass. Fastball misses high, 2-0 now. Dotel's 2-0. Taken, missing away, 3-0 now. Shades of the third inning here. Dotel on the cusp of his third four-pitch walk of the afternoon. Delivery home. Taken a fastball center cut, thigh high for strike one. Able to bounce back, Rosario leaving the bat on the shoulders all the way there. 3-1 from Dotel. Coming home. It's popped up in the infield. Foul ground, first base side. Mojica over to it. He makes an authoritative call and a comfortable two-handed squeeze for the second out. That's a gimme there from Rosario. 3-1 pitch popped up in the infield. Easy as you like for Mojica. That big first baseman's mitt of his. Tough to drop anything out of it. Willem Bergoya up. 0-1 with a flyout and a walk. Dotel trying to make it 1-2-3 here in the top of the fifth inning. First pitch to Bergoya. Bags empty. Two away. Righty comes home. Bergoya takes, offering misses low and away. It's 1-0. Bergoya batting 269 this year. Playing in his 16th game with the Threshers. 1-0 pitch. This is low as well. 2-0. Kenny Garcia might have a raspy voice after the end of every game he calls. Whether it's a ball or a strike, you could hear it from the other side of town. Authoritative in it. As the 2-0 fastballs call the strike up and outside. I think Omar was able to steal one there, and it's 2-1 now. Neutral count. Pitch home from the righty. Weakly bounce, right side of the diamond. Acuna back into the grass, scoops it up and throws to Mojica in time. Inning over. A 1-2-3 frame with a strikeout mixed in for Wilbur Dotel. Halfway through this one here this afternoon, the Marauders lead 4-0. We'll be back on MILB TV, Bally Live and the Marauder Radio Network.
This town ain't small, it's a little of both, they say. Our ball club may be minor league, but at least it's Triple A. We sit below the Marlboro Man, above the Rockville Wall. We do the wave all by ourselves. Hey, Ump, a blind man could have made that call. We like our beer flat as candy. We like our dogs with mustard and relish. We got a great pitcher, what's his name? Well, we can't even spell it. We don't worry about the pen as much. We just like to see the boys hit it deep. There's nothing like the view from the cheap seats. Call it a win. Go off to toast the boys again. That
Back here for the bottom of the fifth inning at Lee-Comp Park. Marauders 4, Thrushers nothing, our score. Petit still on the mound for the visitors, and Davies Nadal will lead things off. He sparked a three-run rally in the third inning. He was hit by a pitch in that frame. He'll like to get on here, I'm assuming, not by the hit-by-pitch variety. Batting 176 this year. Does have four homers, and there's a lot of pop in that 150-pound frame of his. First pitch from Petit. Fired down the middle. Ball is fair. And Nadal is tagged out while standing in the batter's box. For out number one, Jonathan Johnston arguing it. And JJ is going to ask if the ball hit Davies. Two umpires will converse about it here. And Hall says no. That's two unassisted for out number one. The ball spun off the bottom of the bat, and Nadal landed in a corner between the top edge of the batter's box and the foul line. That's a fair ball. And Leach was quick to get to it. Castillo up now, takes first pitch, breaking ball, misses away, 1-0. Castillo 1-for-1 with a single and a run scored. Has refound some of his swing here lately. The 1-0. Taken up and outside, but called a strike. Count even now at 1-1. Pitch a piece to Castillo. Petit fires, and Casti flips it in the air to right. Fergus moves, or Viers, pardon, moves a few feet to his right. Makes a catch, two down quickly on just four pitches. Sends us to the top of the order, and Manuel Torero. Torero, 1-for-1 today, a triple and a sacrifice fly that picked him up an RBI in the third inning. Team batting average leader with a 302 mark, 30 RBI. Across 63 games played, first pitch of this trip is skied in the air to right. Well, foul and out of play for strike one. It'll end up down near the concourse. Petit able to get ahead. Even with the four runs on the board, with the three hits he has allowed, Petit's pitch count has remained incredibly low. His 0-1 misses below the knees of Castillo. Ball and a strike to him, or Torero, pardon. Petit, 53 pitches. Chance to get out of 5 and under 60. As Torero slashes the 1-1 fastball on the outer half. Out of play and foul for strike two. Ball and two, the count to Torero with two away. Petit comes set. Right-hander trying to toss a scoreless frame for the second inning in a row, but won't be able to do that on at least this offering as Torero spoils it out of play. Foul back behind home. We'll do the 1-2 a second time. Fifth pitch of the at-bat here. Petit fires home. Torero watches one miss below the knees, a ball, and it's 2-2. And Manuel trying to keep his solid day going. Possibly spark a two-out rally for this Marauders team. The 2-2. This is way inside. Torero jumps out of the way of a back foot slider that nearly struck him. Count goes full. Full count. Payoff pitch in the bottom of the fifth from Petit. Taken. Called. Strike three. Torero down looking. He will not challenge. And the inning is over. Marauders are set down in order. In back-to-back frames by Petit, he has six strikeouts through five. Going to the sixth, Bradenton 4, Clearwater nothing, our score, and we come back.
Marauders fans, join us on Saturday, September 2nd to celebrate you, the best fans in baseball. Fan Appreciation Night will feature 9 innings of prizes and giveaways, and you can't have a great night at the ballpark without some post-game fireworks presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets for this premium game today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders fans, join us on Saturday, July 22nd as we celebrate Pride Night at Lee-Comp Park. Your Marauders will take on Fort Myers at 6:30, and we invite all of you to take in a Marauders victory as we host Pride in the Plaza to celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
It gets hotter than a hoochie-coochie. We laid rubber on the Georgia asphalt. We got a little crazy, but we never got caught. Down by the river on a Friday night, pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just living for the minute. Yeah, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee, never.
Back here for the top of the sixth inning at Lee Comp Park. Marauders 4, Threshers nothing. Dotel's first pitch of the frame to Felix Reyes bounces 4 or 5 feet in front of home plate for ball one. Reyes 0 for 2. A ground out to the shortstop, Castillo, in the first inning. And then a 1-2-3 double play ball. And his last trip lines this one straight into the glove of Acuna at second base. Rests the glove straight in front of the chest and takes an easy one for out number one. Brings up Ryan Leach. He has had easily the two best at-bats today for Clearwater. One, mainly because he has their only hit, and two, because both of them ended up on the warning track and right. One of them just happened to be for an out. He cuts the first pitch fastball to the backstop for strike one. Threshers with action in their bullpen, even with Petit cruising here. Back-to-back 1-2-3 innings from him. Empty pen for Bradenton. Dotel's 0-1 breaking ball. Popped up foul first base side. Mojica chasing after it. Still going, but not able to get there in time. Ball touches down on the dirt. Mojica maybe 3 feet from getting there. Does go down as a strike, and Dotel is ahead 0-2 against Leach. Pitcher advantage count here. See if Dotel breaks one off in the dirt. Infielders back to their spots after giving chase to the foul pop. The 0-2 pitch. Bounced in the dirt. Ball and two strikes the count. Leach takes it now. It's a good pitcher's 0-2 pitch. If I was able to predict it. Wind's starting to die down. It has been a steady, calm breeze to right field. Dotel's 1-2 pitch with one away to Leach. Hitting the air to right. Well struck, but foul and out of play. Leach has been consistently late at the fastball. Every ball he has hit in play in fair territory has been towards the Enterprise sign by the Marauder bullpen. The 1-2, sword, swing and a miss. Give him a shield to go with it. There's two away. Dotel's nasty slider earns him his third strikeout of the day. Brings up Chad Castillo. A walk and a flyout for the five-hole hitter and first baseman today. Dotel trying to make it six straight scoreless for this team. First pitch, fastball taken for a strike. Castillo with a fourth of a swing at it. Pitch called on the location, not the check attempt. Solidly in the strike zone. The 0-1 now. Bounce towards first, but foul. Few inches past the bag. On the right side of the first base foul line. 0-2 the count to Castillo now. Dotella cutting a miss away from a 9-pitch, 1-2-3 sixth inning. Be back-to-back. Minimum frames for him. Righty fires home. Fastball misses up. Castillo lays off the cheddar above the belt for ball one. Dotel with the pitch count currently at 70 after the last offering. The 1-2 home. Bounces inside and hits Castillo on the front leg. That's a rough way to lose a guy. Ahead in the count, 1-2, and a hit by pitch will extend the inning. Omar Alfonso shaken up now. Don't know if the ball caught him. He's staring at his hand here. Don't know if the ball hit him there, if he got hit in the elbow, just kind of dead-armed him. But in some discomfort. Alexa and JJ out there checking on him. Dotel's going to go join the school circle. Rodgers have already had to remove Planchart from a game on a bouncing ball that hit him earlier this week. Omar, it's going to be okay here, though. Mojica, who is playing with the dirt, going to take a couple of practice throws from Alfonso here. All seems to be good. As Jordan Vyers will step in now. Fires 0 for 2, a ground out and a fly out today. Will Crow tossed a perfect first inning. Dotel trying to hum his fifth scoreless. First pitch to Vyers. Hit high in the air to center. Back towards the warning track goes Davies Nadal. He pulls up about 5 feet in front of it and makes a two-handed catch to end the inning. Dotel with five scoreless innings, three strikeouts, and just one hit allowed. We go to the home sixth, Marauders 4, Threshers nothing to score when we come back.
Pretend I don't live in it. Sunshine gonna wash my blues away. Had sweet love, but I lost it. She got too close, so far, and now I'm lost in the world trying to find me a better way. Wishing I was deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze, and it don't seem fair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. Wrote a note, sent me back in a minute. Bought a boat and I sailed off in it. Don't think anybody's gonna miss me anyway. Mind on a permanent vacation. The ocean is my only medication. Wishing my condition ain't ever gonna go away. Cause now I'm knee-deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze blowing wind through my hair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise.
Back here for the bottom half of the sixth inning in Bradenton. Marauders 4, Threshers nothing the score. Jack Brannigan will lead it off for the Young Buckos. An 0-for-2 day so far for Branny with two strikeouts facing the new right-handed arm on the mound for Clearwater. Kinley Moore, minor league rehabber. First pitch, Brannigan tries to lay a bunt down. It rolls foul behind home plate for strike one. Moore pitched a 3 1/3 innings this year for the Phillies at the big league level. Has an 18.90 ERA, 7 earned runs, 5 hits, a home run, 5 walks, 2 hit batsmen, and 2 strikeouts. 0-1 to Brannigan. Cut on and missed. Slider gets him for strike two. Brannigan calls time, steps out, takes a cut. More recently Pitched 12 innings for Lehigh Valley in AAA. A 1.5 solid ERA there. Still a high strikeout-to-walk ratio. The 0-2 to Branny. Line to left. That's going to drop down for a base hit. Leadoff single to break up the 0-for-2 barbecue day for Brannigan. And the guy that's hitting 375 in the last five entering this game gets his first knock of the day. Hung in there facing a cutter that broke front door. Settled middle up and did not miss it. Josiah Seitler up. He's having a fantastic day. Career day, might I say. Three RBI, 1-for-1 with a sac fly and a two-run homer. First pitch of this trip takes a big cut and a miss. High fastball, he's laid on it for strike one. 97 on the gun from McKinley Moore. Yo, one. Seitler takes, fastball misses way up, and a bit outside as well for ball one. Ball and a strike to Seitler. Brannigan at first with nobody out. Pitch. Ooh, called a strike. Looked well off the plate outside. Ball and two, the count to Seitler. Brannigan at first. 14 stolen bases this year in 15 attempts. Moore's 1-2 pitch. Brannigan takes off, cut and a miss, strike three, throw down to second is way late. Brannigan in there with a stolen base. Seitler punched out, chasing a fastball low and in, there's one away. It's not the result Seitler would have wanted, but never know how much him just simply swinging at that pitch helps out Brannigan in his stolen base attempt. And at the end of the day, same thing as a bunt or a ground out, moves a runner into scoring position. One out RBI chance for Rodolfo Nolasco, who's 0-for-2 with a strikeout and a weak fly ball into left. First pitch takes breaking ball. Well located at the knees, hard of the plate for strike one. Oh and one with one out. McKinley Moore comes set, checks Branny. Right hander a long look, now the pitch. Nolasco beaten by a fastball low in the zone. Way late with the swing for strike two. Right-hander at the belt, checks Brannigan. 0-2 pitch to Nolasco. Swung on and missed. Eye-level heater chased for out number two. Back-to-back strikeouts for Moore. Brings up Alexander Mojica. He's 0-for-2. A ground out and a strikeout. The 4-7 spots in the Marauder lineup are a combined 0-for-9 with 4 strikeouts. Mojica trying to change that. Brannigan at second. First pitch to Mohi. Pop fouling out of play up and over the press box for strike one. Brannigan led off the inning with a line drive single to left. Stole second, was there with one out. Mojica trying to cash in here and add on to the lead. 0-1 pitch for Moore. Chased a cutter low and away. Mojica way out in front of it. Pitch that missed the zone for strike two. O-2 count, two outs. Brannigan a healthy leadoff second, nobody holding him on. Moore checks, pauses, and fires home. Mojica swings and misses strike three. Another breaking ball sets him down. 0-for-10 are the middle order with 5 strikeouts. We'll go to the 7th. 3 innings to go with Bradenton up 4-0 when we come back.
Sheriff's Office on our court line, operator.
We are the hub of activity for the Manatee County Sheriff's Office.
Exactly what happened?
Do you have a name?
We got him.
The voices behind the scenes.
I went ahead and attacked
pass.
We are the ones responsible for making sure that our citizens and our responders connect together in their time of need.
The most enjoyable aspect of my job probably would be knowing that I've helped someone in a situation where they didn't think they had any hope.
1 North 21, priority 2.
I need an officer, please.
1 North 8, when you're on 15.
If you're looking for something that's fast-paced, that's exciting, something that you'll never get tired of, definitely try dispatch at the Manatee County Sheriff's Office.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Marauders fans, join us on Friday, July 14th for Nine Devils Tribute Night at Lecom Park. The Marauders will wear Nine Devils-themed jerseys to honor the Negro League pioneers of baseball in Bradenton that were a part of the game's great history that paved the way for Black and African-American players in the game of baseball. Get your tickets to Nine Devils Night at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey, my bud. Who's my good boy?
Back here for the top of the seventh inning at Lecom Park. Ben Picorni with you on MILB TV. Bally Live on the Marauder Radio Network. Young Bucks up 4-0 as Carlos Lamelli will take the reins of this shutout bid for the Marauders. Right-hander's first offering to Cade Fergus, who's 0-2. Fouled off the leg of the batter in the box for strike one. Lamelli this season has posted a solid 3.26 ERA in his second stint as a Marauder. Carlos has tossed 30 and a third innings, striking out 37 and walking 11. His 0-1 pitch is grounded up the middle, a base hit into center field. The first hit recorded since the second inning for Clearwater. Fergus leads it off, rolling one up the middle. Matt Alafano up, 0-2, a ground out and a strikeout looking today. Right-handed hitting second baseman. There's a double play chance here if the Marauders want to turn a pair. Bradenton have picked up 64 double plays this year. Just under one per game average. Lamelli set off of first as Fergus held on by Mojica. First pitch to Alafano, called a strike up and in. Pops in and out of the mitt of Alfonso. But Fergus will stay put at first, 0-1 the count. Across the league right now, Dunedin leading 1-0 in the bottom of the sixth in their series Sunday matchup in St. Lucie. Lamelli's 0-1 pitch here to Alafano with a man at first. Fouled off, hit on a line, right field side, end up out of play. Ricocheting and bouncing down every step of the metal grandstand down the right field line. And past our grounds crew carrying the bases off. The chase is on and won by our young fan in the no crying in baseball shirt. It's going to be picked up by the elder gentleman there. The 0-2 now to Alafano from Carlos. Fouled off in and out of the mitt of Omar. We'll do the 0-2 again. Threshers getting the bullpen up and going again now. Marauders are quiet. Will Crow, one perfect inning in the first. Dotel, five shutout innings. Allowed just one hit in that time. Lamelli's 0-2 pitch for a second time. Taken low and away, a check swing, appeal. No, says Nate Hall. Alafano not really close to going around there. 1-2 the count. Fergus reclaims his lead at first, still held on by Mojica. Lamelli's 1-2. Tipped into the catcher, Omar Alfonso, and that caught him down below the belt. He is moving slow, but gets back to his feet. Can only imagine where he got hit and how uncomfortable it must be. Home plate umpire Kenny Garcia, big league move to take his time getting the fresh baseball out to Carlos on the mound. Omar has taken a beating behind the plate today. Thankfully, he's okay again. It's the second two-strike pitch fouled off to stay alive by Alafano. Carlos' sixth offering to him. Trying to put him away here. Right-hander. Fires home. Pitch misses up and inside. Leaning out of the way of the chin music heater was Alafano. A ball in the count. 2-2 now. Fergus at first still. Let off the inning with a ground ball. Single up the middle into center field. Pitch. Taken. Called. Strike three. Can I help you? No. He's just looking. Good breaking ball. And for the second time today, Alafano goes down looking. Brings up the nine-hole hitter, Troy Schreffler. A walk and a strikeout for him this afternoon. Batting 208 this year. Playing in his eighth game as a Thresher in 2023. Fergus at first, held on by Mohi still. First pitch to the nine-hole hitter with one away from Carlos. We'll have to wait a pickoff throw to first. Good move. Sends Fergus diving back, but he's safe ahead of the throw in the tag attempt from Mojica. Lamelli brings the glove set at the letters. Pitch. Pop fouling out of play back behind home plate. A strike and it's 0-1. Marauders pitching today with four strikeouts and four walks. Dotel with three of his four free passes being handed out in order to start the third inning was miraculously able to pitch out of that jam with no runs coming across. The 0-1 taken up in the zone, but called the ball, and it's 1-1. Alfonso freezes before firing the ball back to Losa on the mound. Thought that one clipped the zone. Wanted to make sure Kenny Garcia had a long think about it. The 1-1 pitch. Cut on and missed. Lamelli. Benze. Cutter low and away for strike two. Looking for another wave from Schreffler to make it back-to-back strikeouts. 1-2 pitch. Fouled off. Bouncing ball in the batter's box. Omar Alfonso's got to be careful there. No, it was a foul ball, but he handled that ball with his catcher's mask. That would have been a catcher's balk. Rare call, but seen it before. The 1-2 again to Schreffler. Taken low. Fastball misses. About two ball widths below the knees. 2-2 the count now. Leading off of first is Fergus. The 2-2 pitch. Misses outside. Slider with a little bit too much bite to it. Schreffler not biting. And the count is full now to him with one out. Lamelli set. Full count pitch with one away. Fergus takes off. Pitch is popped up. Shallow right field. Under it is Terrero. He'll make the squeeze as Fergus retreats to first. Two away now. Fastball up in the zone. Challenge pitch from Carlos. Laid on and under it was Schreffler. And retired accordingly. Ricardo Rosario will bat now with two down. A fly out, a walk, and a pop fly to the first baseman Mojica in foul ground today. First pitch from Lamelli. Bounced in the dirt into the backstop. Wild pitch moves Fergus up to second and into scoring position. Fresh baseball flipped out to Carlos on the hill. Fergus at second, 1-0 the count to Rosario, 217 average, 19 RBI this year. Pitch misses low and outside, 2-0. Top of the order hitter ahead in the count here against Lamelli. Out away from chalking up seven straight scoreless innings for Marauders pitching. Fastball's driven into center field, racing back into the right center field gap as Nadal. He slows up, sets, and catches to end the inning. Threshers leave one after getting their first base hit in six innings. We will head on to the home half of the seventh after the stretch with Bradenton up 4-0 when we come back.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I never get back. Let me root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old. Crowd, buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I never get back. Let me root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old ball game. Yeah.
Back here for the bottom half of the seventh inning at Lee Comm Park. Marauders up 4-0. Omar Alfonso leads off this inning against new right-hander Iberson Castellano. First pitch in there for a strike. It's 0-1 to Alfonso, who's 0-2 today. 0-1 pitch. This is out. Ball and a strike now. Castellano this season with a 5.4 ERA and 5 outings, 10 innings pitched, has struck out 10 and walked 7. It's 1-1 pitch to Alfonso. Grounded hard up the middle, and it's going to be a base hit into center field. Splits the second baseman and shortstop nicely to start the inning with a bang. Alfonso breaks up his 0-2 day. Mentioned it last half inning, but 4-5-6-7 in the lineup were combined 0-10. With 5 strikeouts before Omar finally found that base hit there. Brings in Francisco Acuna. 0-2, a flyout and a pop out today. Has 2 RBI this year, batting 189. Playing now in his 16th game. First pitch. Takes fastball low and away, well located by Castellano for strike one. Alfonso with a conservative lead at first, held on by Castillo. A 1 offering. Acuna takes, breaking ball, misses low and away. In the count, even at an offering apiece to Francisco Acuna. Entered this game batting 294 in his last 5 games. This is best mark of the year. Trying to rewrite the wrongs today, the 1-1. Hung breaking ball down the middle, taken for strike 2. One and two, the count to Acuna. Alfonso at first, after leading off the inning with a base hit. Castellano, the righty, fires home as Acuna chases and misses a slider away for strike 3 and out number 1. That is the 10th strikeout for Thresher pitching today. Out of the 19 outs they have recorded. Davies Nadal, he's 0-2. Was hit by a pitch and scored a run in the third inning. And was out on two unassisted in the fifth when he spun one in front of home plate, the catcher Leach tagging him in the batter's box. First pitch of this trip, cut on and missed. Good-looking offering. A sinker away for strike one. Marauders with five hits on the board to the Threshers, two. Timely at-bats. The 0-1. Nadal weakly rolls one towards third. This is going to be a tough play for Reyes. He fields, throws to first, not in time. Nadal beats out an infield single on a slow roller towards the third base bag. Alfonso moves up to second, and Nadal picks up his first knock of the day, using his speed to get him there. Then at first and second now for Jesus Castillo. A single and a flyout today for Casti. Hard hit line drive back in the third inning. He scored a run in that frame as well. Coming around to touch home on the Josiah Seitler two-run monster blast out to right field. RBI chance to add to the four-run advantage for Castillo. Has 21 batted in this year. First pitch to him. Breaking ball drops it at the knees. A called strike gets 0-1. Nadal and Alfonso unopposed in their leadoffs at first and second. Castellano with the 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball left up in the zone. Castillo tips it into the middle, each for strike two on the swing. Castellano set, checks Alfonso at second. 0-2 pitch to Castillo with one out in the bottom of the seventh inning. Misses well outside. Breaking ball backs up on him. Count 1-2 now. Should be a very different atmosphere tomorrow night. Expecting 3,000 or 4,000 to pack Lecom Park for our Independence Day celebration. 6:30, first pitch tomorrow. The 1-2 to Castillo. Check swing at a ball up and away. No swing. Leach does not bother with an appeal. Two balls and two strikes now to the nine-hole hitter, Jesus Castillo. 1-for-2 already today. Would love a multi-hit afternoon. Castellano set, checks on Alfonso. 2-2 delivery. Misses outside, the count full. Castillo, the league leader in walks, has drawn 58 free passes this year. Could make it 59 to load the bases with one out if this offering doesn't find a home in the rectangle. Castellano set. Full count pitch with one away to Jesus Castillo. Called strike three. Costi challenges it. And the call is confirmed. Strike three. And out number two. Castillo down looking at a heater. As we'll go back to the top of the order now. And Emmanuel Torero. 1-for-2 today, a triple in the first, a sac fly RBI in the third, and a swinging punch out in a seven-pitch battle in the fifth inning. Castellano checks Omar. First pitch to Torero with two away. Cut on and miss. Changeup spins away from the swing of Emmanuel for strike one. Clearwater righty set. His 0-1 pitch with two down. Take it outside. Torero this time lays off the changeup away. Ball and a strike to him now. And Manuel, 30 RBI this year. Third in the team with that total. Trails only Nolasco and Shalene Polanco. Team leader in on-base percentage and batting average. The 1-1 pitch. Fouled off in front of the plate, spinning away from the right-handed hitting batter's box. Picked up by Leach for strike two. Rodgers had two on with just one away. On the brink of stranding a pair here. Rodgers have left only one man on base so far in this game. Castellano sent the 1-2 pitch to Torero with two on and two away. Grounded hard towards second, but into the glove on a bobble from Alifano. He throws to first in time to end the inning. Marauders get none and strand a pair. Two innings to go here this afternoon at Lee-Comm Park. Bradenton 4, Clearwater nothing to score when we come back.
Boat, scoot, and boogie to the ballpark on Saturday, August 19th as your Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Bring your Ariats and Stetsons and join us for a night celebrating the greatest music in our amazing agriculture industry in Southwest Florida. Get your tickets for Country and Agriculture Night now at BradentonMarauders.com.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Right now, I just need you to get real loose. Get comfortable. Grab your loved ones. Or grab your love partner. And if you're by yourself, no worries. Just follow after me.
Yeah. Gonna do the two-step, then cowboy boogie.
Grab a sweetheart and spin out with him. Do the hold down.
Back here for the top of the eighth inning at Lee-Comm Park. Marauders 4, Threshers nothing, our score. Ben Picorni, your voice of the Young Buccos with you. Carlos Lamelli will start his second inning of relief work. Gave up a hit and managed to earn a strikeout in the seventh. His first pitch fastball to William Bergoya, taken on the outer half for strike one. Bergoya 0 for 2 today, a fly out, a walk, and a ground out. Lamelli trying to keep the shutout intact here. 0-1, same spot, called a strike, change up this time. Lands on the outer half of the plate for strike two, just below the belt. Carlos looking for a three-pitch punchy to start the eighth inning. Right-hander set, the 0-2 pitch to Bergoya. On its way home. Flipped in the air to shallow left. Into the gap goes Nolasco. He's under it and makes a comfortable catch for out number one. Three pitches in and out, the dream result for Lamelli of that trip. He'll face Felix Reyes now. Third baseman is 0 for 3 today. A ground out to short in the first inning. At the bases loaded with no outs when he batted in the third and hit into a 1-2-3 double play. His last trip weakly lined out to the second baseman, Acuna. First offering. Bounces one foul first base side. A couple Marauders will chase after it. Lamelli dumps it into foul ground. Go down to strike number one. Tomas Marinelli, the Marauders strength coach, hands off the ball to a Marauder super fan in the front row by the dugout. A souvenir for them from today's contest. 0-1 with one out to Reyes. Bags empty. Pitch from Carlos. Fouled off to the backstop for strike two. Lamelli efficient thus far. Five pitches, five strikes in the top of the eighth inning. Called by Reyes. Marauders with the win. Hopefully the shutout variety would even Clearwater with 5-3 records apiece in the first eight games of the second half. Setting up a doozy of a finale tomorrow night. The 0-2 from Carlos. Taken low and away, a ball. Good pitcher's pitch, but left well. It's 1-2 the count now to Reyes. On the East Coast, Dunedin and St. Lucie tied at one in the seventh inning. Direct competitor for that final playoff spot this half as Lamelli bounces a 1-2 breaking ball in front of the plate. 2-2 the count to Reyes. Tampa and Daytona scoreless after six innings at Steinbrenner. Myers and Lakeland playing a 6 p.m. game tonight. As Reyes pops the 2-2 foul and out of play. Into the first base side grandstand. We'll do the pair of piece pitch again. Lakeland currently 2-5 in the second half. Fort Myers 3-4. Marauders with a win in Dunedin. Loss would be in first place. The 2-2. Bounced in the dirt in front of the plate. Appeal? No, says Hall. Agree with him there in the count full. Lomeli, after getting ahead 0-2, has a pressure pitch here. Seventh pitch of the at-bat. The 3-2 offering to Felix Reyes with one out and the bases empty in the top of the eighth inning. Misses way inside, ball four. First walk Lomeli has given out in his sixth batter faced, and it'll bring in the cleanup man, Ryan Leach. He's had a couple of good at-bats today. He's 1-for-3 with a double. Lomeli's first pitch to him with one out and a man at first. Taken. Up and outer corner for strike one called. Carlos able to land a cutter in that high 90-degree spot. 0-1. Flipped into right field. The line drive is going to touch down in front of Torero. Reyes wants to go for third, and Manuel's throw there is cut off by Castillo. Good base running puts men at the corners now with one away after Leach picks up his second base hit of the day. He's responsible for two of the three hits for Clearwater this afternoon. Men at the corners for Chad Castillo. A walk, a fly out, and has been hit by a pitch today. Flashing the baby blue spikes this afternoon. Men at the corners, one out. First pitch from Lomeli. Grounded up the middle, a base hit into center field, and the shutout bid will come to an end. RBI single for Castillo. Brings the Threshers within three runs. 4-1 Marauders the score now. Brings up Jordan Viers, 0-for-3. A ground out, a fly out. It's a left and a fly out to right today. Carlos trying to keep it now at just the one surrendered in the inning. Do not want a repeat scare of last night. This first pitch to Viers is cracked foul on a line down the right field side. Off the netting above the low padded wall towards the corner for strike one. Runners at first and second with one away. Lomeli checks and fires home. Ball bounces into the plate. Good one-handed pick with the glove, though, by Alfonso to hold the runners to where they are. Ball and a strike to Viers. 192 average this year. 14 RBI. The 1-1. Foul it out of play, back behind home plate for strike two. Ball and two strikes with one away. Lomeli looking for a big second out to get him one step closer to escaping this little spot of trouble here in the top of the eighth inning. The 1-2. Line drive, base hit into right field. Being held up at third is the runner Leach, and the bases are loaded now. Back to back to back. Singles for Clearwater. Load the bases with one out. And the Marauders going to go to the bullpen now, it looks, with Jonathan Johnston heading out to the hill. Carlos and JJ talking now, maybe not removing him here. And now with one on the clock, JJ will make a call to the pen. Darvin Garcia going to be called upon to swim us out of a jam here. Bases loaded, one out, top of the eighth inning. Tying run at first and the go-ahead run at the plate for Clearwater when we come back after the change. Back here still in the top of the eighth inning at Lecom Park. Darvin Garcia comes out of the bullpen to try and escape a monster jam here in the top half of this inning. Threshers have the tying run at first and the go-ahead run at the plate with one away. Darvin with a 3.67 ERA. First pitch to Fergus. Misses way outside. Good job by Alfonso to stop it from going to the backstop. It's ball one. Fergus has popped out to second, reached on an errand, singled, 1-for-3 today. The 1-0 from Garcia. Misses low, 2-0. Shades of last night's ninth inning here. Otters trying to hang on. And shut out the Threshers through 7 1/3. A walk and three straight singles. Scored one and loaded the bases here for Clearwater. The 2-0 from Garcia to Fergus. Cut on and missed. Fergus chases a fastball way up above the zone. A gift for strike one. Neutral count now. Leach at third, Castillo at second, Viers the runner at first. Garcia's 2-1 delivery. Cut on and missed. Lands a cutter on the inner half for strike two. Garcia ground ball away from escaping this huge jam. But would take a strikeout just the same here. Back in the box after a call of time is Fergus. 2-2 count with one out. Tying run at first in the top of the eighth. The pitch. Misses way inside. Almost hits Fergus. I don't know how he managed to flail himself out of the way of it. Full count now to him. Garcia has to land one in the strike zone here. The 3-2 full count pitch with the bases loaded. Hit high and deep to left by Fergus. It is back and it is gone. A go-ahead grand slam makes it 5-4 Clearwater. After having just two hits entering the inning and being shut out, the Threshers now lead. Fergus with his team-leading eighth homer of the year, and now the team leader, tied with Crawford, with 36 RBI. Brings up Matt Olifano. 0 for 3 today. Darvin set, first pitch to him. Trying to bounce back now. Fastball down the middle for strike one. One pitch now from Garcia. Taken on the outer half. Called the ball, though. It's 1-1. 5 runs here in the top of the eighth. Still only one away. The 1-1 pitch. Cut on and miss. Slider away for strike two. Garcia ahead. Now just got to put him away. All in two strikes with one out. Garcia set. Right-hander fires home. Bounces one in the opposite-handed batter's box. A ball and it's 2-2. Olifano, who struck out looking twice today. Umpire inspecting a couple of the baseballs. I guess they're not up to his standard here. Hand them off and select a fresh crop. Throw them in the holster and flip one to Omar to give out to Darvin on the mound. Two-two count with one out. Garcia trying to bounce back after giving up the go-ahead grand slam. The pitch. Misses low and the count full. Full count with one away. Garcia fires and misses for ball four. Garcia with two batters faced here in the eighth. A grand slam and a walk. He's a ground ball away from getting out of it, though, here facing Troy Schreffler, the nine-hole hitter. Garcia at the belt, first pitch. Taken and called a strike on the outer half. It's 0-1. Garcia's gotten ahead in his at-bat against Olifano, too. Has just not made pitches when he's needed to. 0-1 now. Popped up. First base side. Foul ground. Mojica gives chase, but he runs out of room. Into the first row of the grandstand it goes. Foul for a strike. It's 0-2. Garcia dying for an out here. A flyout let off the inning. Then a walk. Three consecutive singles. A grand slam and another free pass is what followed. Give Clearwater a one-run lead out of nowhere. 0-2 pitch misses low, a ball, and it's 1-2 now. Olifano, the runner at first, getting a big secondary lead, but holds to the bag. Mohi will watch him tightly. Freshers for a team that has stolen 179 bases this year have yet to attempt one today. The 1-2 pitch from Garcia, looking for that big second out of the inning. Right-hander at the belt and fires. Misses low, it's 2-2. Barring a double play, Clearwater will get all nine men to the plate in this inning. Garcia's pair-a-piece pitch to Schreffler. Bounced in the dirt, gets away from Alfonso. Wild pitch moves the runner to second and eliminates the double play chance. Being ahead in the count 0-2. It's full up now to Schreffler. Garcia at risk of walking back-to-back men with one away in the inning. Darvin set. Check second. Big 3-2 offering. Check swing. Yes, he did. Called strike three. And there's two away. It's challenge, though. Overturned to a ball. Thought the call was on the swing. Honestly, could have been. Instead, a challenge used a walk. Back-to-back. Full count, three passes. But two on with still just one away. With the top of the order man and DH Ricardo Rosario stepping in. Omar and Darvin gonna have a chat on the hill. Trying to just lock in on that strike zone. You'd much rather get beat than lose. By that I mean you'd much rather give up three base hits and a home run than walk back-to-back guys to set up this opportunity here for Rosario. He's 0 for 3, but a guy that's knocked in 19 RBI this year is due for one. Garcia went from trying to protect a three-run lead to trying to keep us only down by one now. First pitch fouled off to the backstop for strike one. Marauders will now have to play from behind to try and win this one and set up a series split in our July 3rd extravaganza tomorrow. A couple thousand people going to pack this place out. 0-1 pitch. Misses low and away, a ball, and it's 1-1. Slider drops off the low and outside corner. About 2 hours and 10 minutes into this contest today. The 1-1 from Darvin. Line drive into left field. Nolasco backs up on it as it drops in front of him. And a single will load the bases. It looked from here that Nolasco was standing directly where the ball dropped and then moved away from it. So Bergoglio will bat for the second time this inning. He is the only guy who has not reached base in the frame. He flied out to start the inning. After that, walk, three singles, home run, walk, walk, single. Bases loaded, one out, Garcia in familiar territory. First pitch is popped up by Bergoglio, shallow center. Castillo trying to find it in the sun, makes the catch. Runner will almost go all the way home. That was a big rush to the plate from Alafano. Went about a third of the way down the line, then retreated. There's two away now. A better outcome than the last time. Garcia had bases loaded with one away. Ball stays in the ballpark. Felix Reyes will bat now. He walked to start the rally. Facing Carlos Lamelli, it was a seven-pitch at-bat that resulted in the base on balls. Full up of runners. The two-out first pitch offering line drive past Acuna, base hit. One run will score. Another man coming around. He will score. Throw into third is not in time. And after being shut out and two-hit entering the eighth inning, Clearwater now leads 7-4. Two RBI single for Reyes is the misery compiler here in the eighth. Alafano and Schreffler both score. And Rosario into third with a head first slide. JJ out to the mound. He will make his second pitching change of the inning. Lamelli gets one out. Darvin gets one out. And they'll call on someone to get the third and final. 7-4 Threshers the score when we come back after the change. Back here after the pitching change, Miguel Fulgencio called on to get the third out of this inning, which the Threshers have recorded six hits for seven runs, being walked three times. William Bergoya has recorded both of the outs in the inning. Leach taking his second trip to the plate of the frame. He singled with one out to put men on first and second his last time up here in the eighth. This trip will start with a line drive base hit to left. Make it 8-4, an RBI single. Leach with a three-hit day. Scoring is Rosario. Brings up Chad Castillo, who got an RBI single earlier in the inning. Chance for another one now. Reyes at second, Leach at first. First pitch to him from Miguel. Misses up and in. Call the ball 1-0. Fouled off towards the Marauder dugout. A strike, and it's 1-1. Pickoff throw to second from Miguel, almost into center field. Great job by Castillo. You stop it from touching some grass. Ball and a strike still to Castillo of the Chad variety in the box. Miguel's even offering. Bounced in the dirt, 2-1 now. Miguel checks second, the 2-1. Hit high in the air, deep to center field. Davis Nadal will back up on it. Settles and makes a two-handed catch to end the inning. Threshers score 8, they're up 4. Going to the home eighth when we come back.
Started with a little bitty look, but it's all right to be a little bitty, a little hometown or a big old city. Might as well share, might as well smile. Life goes on for a little bitty while. Got a job and a little bitty check, a six-pack of beer and a television set. Little bitty world goes around and around, little bit of silence and a little bit of sound. A good old boy and a pretty little girl start all over in a little bitty world. Little
back here for the bottom of the eighth, Clearwater 8, Bradenton 4 the score. Jack Brannigan will lead it off, trying to mount a late rally here. Got a chase down. A four-run total with six outs to work with. Brannigan, a good guy to get us going. 1-for-3 today. Still on the mound is Castellano. First pitch to Branny. Runs way inside, almost hits him. Jack able to spin out of the way of it. Ball one. Marauders scored one in the first, three in the third, and we're holding the Threshers scoreless through seven and a third before the eight-run total went up on the board. Breaking ball to Brannigan. Off the plate is called a strike. It's one and one. Castellano rocks and fires the 1-1 pitch. Brannigan gets a fastball up and in, fouls it off to the backstop for strike two. Time called by the batter Brannigan. He'll step out and take some practice cuts. Marauders chasing four. One-two pitch from Castellano to Brannigan. Hit high in the air to right, foul territory, hooking towards the netting, and it will get out of play. Bouncing off the concrete walkway and up into the grandstand. We'll do the 1-2 again. Brannigan taking some time, steps in. Castellanos has the sign already from Leach. The 1-2 again from the right-hander. Misses low with a breaking ball in the count. 2-2 now. Brannigan working a good at-bat. Sixth pitch of the visit here. 2-2 from the righty. Runs inside and hits Brannigan square in the number on the back. Ball might have landed in the white spot between the number six in the middle of the jersey there, and that one hurt him. Slowly moving down to first. Brannigan has been hit by seven pitches this year. Him and Jesus Castillo tied for the team lead. Josiah Seitler up, had a two-run homer back in the third inning. Could spark a rally here if he can find his second blast of the day. A pause as Brannigan is talking with Casey Harms here, hands down on the knees. Has been suffering some back discomfort. Looks like he's stretching out now. He's in a lot of pain. One of the toughest guys you'll meet. And if he's hands on the knees struggling, you know it's something bad. Alexa, the DeHalzer, our trainer, going to go out there. JJ making his way over to Branny now. Stretching out. Trying to loosen up a bit. Pitcher Castellano is going to take some warm-up pitches in the time being. Alexa laughing. I'm sure Jack is okay then. He'll take his spot on first. Man on with nobody out. A good start to hopefully a rally here from Bradenton. Josiah Seitler will bat now. Heck, if Clearwater can score eight, why can't we score four? Seitler, one for two today with a homer and a sack fly. First pitch to him. Takes breaking ball. Yeesh, called a strike. It's 0-1. Brannigan with good speed at first, has a stolen base already today. A season total of 15. The 0-1 pitch from Castellano. Seitler chases in the dirt, a rare chase that we've seen from him. Comes up empty, it's strike two now. Castellano checks, Brannigan comes set. 0-2 pitch to Seitler with nobody out in the home eighth. Fouled off, he'll earn himself another. Ball rolls in the grass down the first base line. Second 0-2 pitch upcoming. Threshers are 1-for-3 in challenge attempts today. Marauders 1-for-2. Castellanos set, 0-2 again to Seitler. On its way. Hit high in the air to right. Well struck back towards the wall goes Viers. He'll slow up at the track, looking up, and it's out of here. Let it ride, touch them all. Home run number 2 of the day for Josiah Seitler. Cuts the deficit in half for the Marauders. Two homer, 5 RBI day for Seitler. He is a one-man run-scoring machine keeping the Marauders in this ballgame. Just had enough to get out. Viers and Fergus both looked like they were tracking that one. Nolasco in now. Almost chased a breaking ball in the opposite-handed batter's box, but did not on this occasion. Holds up. It's ball one. Want to know the count to Rodolfo. 0-for-3. Trying to break it up here, the pitch. Misses low and away. 2-0 the count now. Catcher Leach out to the mound to talk with Castellano. Threshers have a little stretch work going in the bullpen now. Nolasco in a hitter advantage count. Trying to follow up the monster blast of Seitler. One of the deepest parts of the yard. The 2-0. Nolasco takes breaking ball, misses low, and it's 3-0 to him. If he's able to reach, it would bring Mojica in the form of the tying run to the plate. 3-0 pitch on its way home. Velasco takes fastball low for ball 4. A walk in the first time he's reached safely today. Brings the tying run to the plate with nobody out. And that'll bring Marty Beloy, Clearwater manager, out to the mound. He'll make a call to the bullpen here. Threshers will remove Castellano. Pitches 1-plus inning. Gives up 3 hits, a walk, a hit by pitch, and 2 earned runs on the homer from Seitler. Marauders a swing away from tying it up. New arm to the mound. We'll have more on him when we come back after the change. 6-8. Marauders trailing when we return.
Well, I went down to the Grundy County auction, where I saw something I just had to have. My mind told me I should proceed with caution, but my heart said go ahead and make a bid on that. And I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make you mine online. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice. I'm following the lady in the second row. She's an 8, she's a 9, she's a 10, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes. And I'm about to bid my heart goodbye. Well, the auctioneer was going about a mile a minute. He was taking bids and calling them out loud. And I guess I was really getting in it, 'cause I just shouted out above the crowd. And I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make you mine on mine. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm sold on the lady in a long black dress. Well, she won my heart. It was no contest. With a ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes. Well, I-
back here now for a new arm on the mound at Leacom Park. When we pawn out of the bullpen for the Threshers, 2.25 ERA for the Taiwanese right-hander. He'll face Mojica, representing the tying run with nobody out in the bottom of the eighth inning. First pitch to Mohi. Pops it up in the infield, but it'll carry foul and out of play back behind home plate. Off the netting. That covers the box seats behind home for strike one. Mojica for 3 today. 2 strikeouts and a ground out. Behind in the count. Nolasco, the man at first with good speed. When we pawn set, the 0-1. Mohi takes, fastball misses, half a foot outside for ball one. Marauders have managed just one hit from the 4, 5, 6, and 7 spots today. Mojica could be the second man to claim a knock here. Pond's 1-1 pitch with nobody out in the tying run at the plate. Nolasco takes off. Slider misses outside. Throw down to second. Not in time. A stolen base for Nolasco. That's his 7th of the year. A base hit away now are the Marauders from making it a one-run contest once again. 2 balls and a strike to Mojica. Has 6 homers and 25 RBI this year. Ponset eyes down Rodolfo off the second base bag. The 2-1 pitch. Mojica chops it foul on the ground, third base side. Well struck, but not between the chalk. A strike will draw the count to 2-2. Pair of piece to Mohi. Could tie it with one swing. Ponset eyes down Rodolfo at second. The right-hander's even offering. On its way. Mojica chases a slider in the dirt outside. First strike 3, and there is one away. Brings up Omar Alfonso. He's 1-for-3 today. A single, a strikeout, and a ground out. Marauders would like to, and I think might need to, get at least one more here in this inning to make it an easier slog in the ninth. First pitch to Omar. Takes fastball, center cut for strike one. Alfonso, the two-day-a-week catcher most of the time, had a clutch homer a week ago today to give us a lead and eventually win the ball game in Lakeland. Could tie it here, the 0-1. Fouled off the end of the bat towards the backstop netting for strike two. To the count to Alfonso. He's got to work from behind. Base hit would likely make it a one-run contest with Nolasco's speed at second. The 0-2 pitch. Swing and a tip into the middle each. Chases an eye-level fastball. And there's two away. Brings up Francisco Acuna. 0-for-3 today. A strikeout, an infield pop-out, and a fly-out to right. Batting 184 this year, has 2 RBI. He's got some power in the bat. Now would be a great time to find it. First pitch. Offering misses low. Gets ahead 1-0. Davies Nadal waits on deck behind him, but it will be Shalin Polanco, who has a batting helmet on. Looks primed to pinch hit. Ponset, the 1-0 offering to Acuna. Popped foul and out of play back behind the home plate area for a strike. It's 1-1. Even offering with 2-0 to Acuna. Waits on a breaking ball, but smashes it into the ground to Reyes at third. His throw to first is high, but retouched on the bag by Castillo, inning over. Marauders managed to get to, but still have an uphill climb. We go to the ninth. Threshers up 8-6 when we come back.
What rock and roll really means. I want to ride in your 55 T-Bird, drive through some old memories. I ain't after your body, baby, I just want you to dance with me. I'm gonna bop with you, baby, all night long. I'm gonna bop the night away. I want to make it a night like it used to be, when our hearts were young and our souls were free. I'm gonna bop with you, baby, all night long. I'm gonna bop you, baby, till the break of dawn. I wanna bop you, baby, all night long. I got an old photograph in my pocket. We were still in our teens. Lord knows I feel a lot older now, but you still look the same to me. Honey, you don't ever laugh like you used to, and I don't want to see you blue. If you ain't busy tonight and you think it's all right, this is what I want to do. I'm on the bottom.
Back here for the top of the ninth at Lecom Park. Marauders down 8-6. Miguel Fulgencio, stays out there after getting the final out of the eighth inning. An inning in which Clearwater scored 8 runs off of 7 hits. They were walked 3 times. The 1-0 to Vyers. Check swing. Yes, he did. Come on. 2-0. Call the ball. Myers 1-for-4 today. Miguel trying to keep us within a pair. Pitch. Hard hit on the ground. Pass to Cunha and into center field. Threshers pick up where they left off. Hard hit. Singles. Fires on with nobody out. Fulgencio with a tough task of just not giving up a run here to put us a boop, bloop, and a blast away, hopefully in the bottom of the ninth inning. First pitch to Cade Fergus. He tries to lay a bunt down, fouls it off for strike one. Fergus hit the grand slam in the eighth inning that took the Marauders 5 at-bats previous to his from having a shutout 2-hit day pitching-wise into losing by a run, and then floodgates were open and it got ugly in that frame. At first, not a real bother. Clearwater just hitting the ball hard, but then the walk started flowing. 0-1. Hitting the air to right by Fergus. It's going to hook foul and out of play for strike two. Past the 2.5-hour mark of this Sunday afternoon matchup, Marauders look primed to coast to a win. 0-2, swing and a miss, strike three. Miguel gets a punch out. Locates the slider well below the zone. Chased by Fergus. There's one away. First pitch to Matt Alafano, taken for a strike, 0-1. Alafano, a ground out, 2 strikeouts, and a walk today. The 0-1, taken on the inner half, called a strike, and it's 0-2 now. Alafano will challenge, though, and the call is upheld of a strike. Clearwater out of challenges. 0-2 the count. Miguel trying to make it back-to-back. K's the pitch. Cut on and miss. Strike three. Goes back to the slider in the well and gets the same result. A three-pitch strikeout capped off with a nice slicing delivery below the knees. Brings up the nine-hole hitter, Troy Schreffler. Two walks, a strikeout, and a flyout. First pitch with two down to Schreffler. Misses low for ball one. One out. Bounced in the dirt to the backstop. Byers moves up to second on the wild pitch. Two and zero, the count to Schreffler. Has five RBI and two homers this year, in just over a week of games played. Threshers are undefeated in games that they homer in this series, and Rodgers will try to break that up in the bottom of the ninth. The 2-0. Misses letter high, 3-0 now. Hitter-friendly offering. See if Schreffler's going to swing out of his shoes with two down in the inning. He does not. He takes as a fastball lands on the inner half of the plate. Called a strike, and it's 3-1. Miguel checks second, 3-1. Fouled off to the backstop. A strike in the count. Full now. Fulgencio has battled back here and is a pitch away from tossing a scoreless top of the ninth inning. Miguel set. Payoff pitch in the ninth, home. Lined over the head of Mojica and into right. Terrero Fields, he's coming up throwing. Viers being sent to the plate. The relay home is not in time. And Clearwater, add one more for the heck of it. It's 9-6 Threshers. RBI number 6 of the year for Schreffler as he records his first base hit of the day. To pile on even more. Top of the order man, Ricardo Rosario, up 1-for-4 today. Rodgers now will need to get at least two men on in the ninth to bring the tying run to the plate. First pitch to Rosario. Runner takes off. Throw down to second from Alfonso. They got him. Caught stealing to end the inning is Schreffler. Clearwater do add one on the RBI hit from the nine-hole man. Visitors lead 9-6 going to the bottom of the ninth when we come back.
Lazy yellow moon coming up tonight, shining through the trees. Crickets are singing and lightning bugs are floating on the breeze. Baby, get ready. Across the field where the creek turns back by the old stumble road. I'm gonna take you to a special place that nobody knows. Baby, get ready. Ooh, ooh. You and me go fishing in the dark, lying on our backs and counting the stars where the cool grass grows. Down by the river in the full moonlight, we'll be falling in love in the middle of the night, just moving slow. Almost over and the summer's coming, the days are getting long.
Back here for the bottom of the ninth at Lecom Park. Marauders down 9-6. Shalene Polanco will pinch hit for Davies Nadal to lead off the inning, trying to mount a rally. Marauders need three. They'll need to get two men on to try and bring the tying run into the batter's box. Pawn set, first pitch to Polanco. Takes a big cut and a miss, gets a fastball center cut, but can't time it up for strike one. Shalene with a 250 average this year. Has 40 RBI and 12 home runs, team-leading totals of both. The 0-1. Pop fouling out of play for strike two. Pawn going right after Shalene. A pair of hard fastballs to start the trip. Polanco's got a battle now here. Pawn set. The 0-2 pitch. Take it low and in. Shalene spits on a splitter for ball one. Tremar Johnson has a helmet and bat in hand in the on-deck circle, ready to pinch hit. The 1-2. Hit high in the air by Polanco into center. It won't have the legs to leave. Fergus is under it. Catch made, one away. Brings up Tremar Johnson. Pinch hitting for Castillo. Tremar batting 232 this year. 7 home runs, 27 RBI, an OBP of 387. Hoping that he can get on to spark something. First pitch from Pond to Johnson. Cut and a miss, fastball away from Tremar. Late with the swing for strike one. Pond fastball heavy for the first few pitches of the inning. Goes to it again there, but misses outside. A ball and a strike now. Marauders do have 2 challenge attempts left. If they want to use them here in the ninth, Clearwater are out of those. The 1-1. Line drive, base hit up the middle into center field. Tremar, in a pinch hit appearance here in the ninth, gets us going offensively with the top of the order rolling around here within Manuel Terrero now. Call me crazy, but I could see a bunt here from Emmanuel. Try and bring Brannigan up to the plate as the tying run. Third baseman Reyes is playing way off the foul line, closer to shortstop than the third base bag. Pond set, first pitch. Terrero takes, breaking ball. Yeesh. Called a strike. Looked well above the belt. 0-1 the count to Emmanuel. He is the only RBI aside from Josiah Seitler's 5 today. 0-1 pitch from Pawn. Terrero hits it hard, but foul on the ground, right field line. Crushed a splitter, but couldn't keep it fair. 103 off the bat. It'll go down as strike two. On set, 0-2 count to Terrero. The pitch from the right-hander with one away will have to wait. It's a pickoff throw to first. Tremar's no more than 2 or 3 feet away from the bag. He takes 1 or 2 steps back safely. Pond set, 0-2 to Terrero. On its way home. Swing and a miss, strike three. He chases an eye-level heater, and there's 2 down, Marauders. We'll have Jack Brannigan in the box representing their final chance today. Runners have been struck out 14 times today out of the 26 outs recorded. Tremar at first, Brannigan in the box, 2 outs. Bradenton chasing 3, first pitch to Branny. Tremar takes off as Brannigan fouls it to the backstop for strike one. Oh and one to Brannigan. 1 for 3 today. A single, a strikeout, and has been hit by a pitch. 0-1 from Pawn. Tremar will take off again. He will be in there safely on a defensive indifference as Brannigan takes fastball up and in for ball one. Even count to Brannigan. Seitler on deck, who has two home runs today. Could bring him to the plate with a chance at a third to tie it. Jack can get on here. Pond's 1-1 pitch to Brannigan. Breaking ball driven high and deep to center. Going back on it towards the wall is Fergus, slowing up, looking up. He makes an over-the-shoulder catch to end it. Game over. Threshers win it 9-6. Marauders picked up a run in the first and three in the third. Josiah Seitler with a two-run homer in the third frame. He would go on to have another two-run bomb in the eighth. Had five RBI today and finished 2-for-3. Clearwater scored 8 runs in the eighth inning. After a first pitch flyout to start the frame, they walked, singled 3 consecutive times. Cade Ferguson hit a grand slam before Alifano and Schreffler walked. Rosario singled. And Reyes and Leach both knocked in base hits to score 8 in the inning. Threshers got one more in the top of the ninth. Brannigan there deserved more with that ball crushed into center field, but it ends up being F8 to end this one here today. Tomorrow night, a 6:30 first pitch for the Independence Day celebration at Leacom Park. A couple thousand people going to join us here for a great night of baseball in the friendly city. Be sure to tune in if you're elsewhere, and if you're in town, come on down for the best 4th of July party here in Bradenton. A tough one today. We're just going to move on and hope that tomorrow brings a better result. A tough outcome, but I hope you enjoyed the broadcast in spite of it. Marauders fans, I'm your voice of the Dirt, Ben Picorni, saying good afternoon on MILB-TV, Bally Live, and the Marauder Radio Network.